What is more fun, the past or the present? What is more fun, the past or the present? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. And the thought for today is from the Absolute Philosopher. What is more fun, the past or the present? This is something that all of us have dwelt upon and thought upon many times. And we thought, gee, the past is so interesting. The past is so marvelous. And we dwell in the past. We like to live in history. We like to do archaeology. We like to go into geology. We like to go into all of the realms of the past. We like to do all the ages of the past. We think, wow, isn't that fantastic? Isn't that glorious? Wouldn't that be a fun time to live? And then we live in the present. And in the present moment, we have who we are right now, right here. And we have this person who has all the memories of the past, all the visions of the past, all the imagination of the past. And this person here, living in the now, is able to draw upon the feelings, the emotions, the attitudes of the past, and yet live very strongly and beautifully in the present, in the now. Every activity of our life, every adventure of our life, has left in us a very definite calling card. And this reminder that it has left with us is telling us how wonderful life is. Now, because we were a child, we are now an adult. Because we were living as a child and going through the adventures of a child in our home, we are now an adult, basing our code of honor, our ethics, our program, our desires and our callings on all of those things that we have gone through that have made us what we are today. And what we are today is a lot more fun than what we were as we were coming along the pathway of life. Living in the now is so much more fulfilling. If we were to go back and live in the days of our childhood, we would find that fulfilling too, because it is building upon its past. But its past is relatively small compared to what our past is as adults. And as we look into our past, we see how many things have shaped our thinking. How many things have shaped our today? How many beautiful activities are going on today that were not going on when we were a child? What kind of automobiles did we have as a child? We didn't really care. We just got in that box with wheels on it and Daddy drove. And we were perfectly content to have it that way. And we were perfectly content to play games in the car to amuse ourselves because we were not driving. We were perfectly content to have sandwiches and say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And do all the things that our childhood called forth in saying, we want to get there. We want to arrive. We want to achieve. We want to be there. And you see, in our absolute thinking, in our absolute philosophical thinking, we look back on the past and we see that it is a series of stepping stones leading to today. And if we do not take full advantage of living today by appreciating today, not for what it is based on the past, but for what it is based on today, then we're not getting the full advantage that we could have. We're not having as much fun as we could have living today. Now, what are some of the things that would assist us in having fun living today? Well, one of the things that assists us in having fun and living today is when we start having a happy heart. When we remember everything in our past as good and very good, we have no abused childhood. We have no unhappy childhood. We have no distraught childhood. We have no parents who were with us or were not with us. No abandonment, no feeling of all this nonsense that some. But who brings it up? Other people, adults, bring it up. Children don't remember those things. They don't remember those things because they were not important to them at that time. They were just a little adventure they went through, and they released it, and they went on living in their then present. When we can live in our now present, and we can remember of our past what we really remember, all the happy adventures of growing up, all the happy adventures of being ourselves and having fun, all the happy adventures of the people we did live with, and maybe some of the exciting adventures of where we did some crazy things, of where we were left alone and where we were sort of frightened for a while. But then somebody came along and found us, and it was all okay again. All the adventures that we have, good, bad, and indifferent, all build our character. They all build who we are today. They all build the realization that what is more fun, the past or the present? And the present truly is more fun than any past could ever be, because the present is made up of all the adventures and of all the delights and all of the excitement of the past, but lived to now as an embodiment in us of who and what we are, a balanced, happy, considerate, joyful soul, living so peacefully, so wonderfully, so fulfillment, so tremendously happy in all that we do, that nothing else really matters at all. We are contented, happy people. And as contented, happy people, we're doing contented, happy things. And because we're doing contented, happy things, we feel very fulfilled in ourselves. Think of this for yourself. What is more fun, the past or the present? Are you living in the past? Do you want to live in the past? Do you think the past is exciting for you? Do you think that the past is who you are? Is the past truly who you are? Or is the past not who you are? Who are you? Who are you really? Think about it. Think about it and realize that you are the most fantastic being in the world. You are the most joy-filled being in the world. You are the most exciting and revealing being in the world. You are the most wonderful. Truly, what is more fun? Living in the past or living in the present? And I think living in the present is much more fun. Just take a tally of what's going on in the present. Take a tally of what's going on in the now. Just look at all of the magical gadgets we have. Just look at all of the beautiful iPod, iPad, iPhone, iMac. Just look at all the PCs. Look at all of the things that we're using in our everyday life on the internet. Just look what we're doing as we're contemplating, discussing, and talking with each other on Skype. Just look at how we live in this magical, marvelous world we have today in the present, which was not present yesterday. It was present, but we didn't know it. We didn't have it. So when we can train ourselves to live totally, fully, completely, and wonderfully in the now, we come up with some very exciting adventures, some very exciting activities that make us feel truly amazing and wonderful. Are you ready to really enjoy what life has to give? If you are, then you are a person who lives in the now. You are a person who lives in the present. You are a person who realizes all that's going on in your world, and you call it good and very good. And when you call it good and very good, what are you calling it? You're calling it wonderful. You're calling it ideal. You're calling it magical. You're calling it mystical. You're calling it all that is fantastic and beautiful. Just imagine you get into your car, and your car can go 70, 80 miles an hour, and 70 miles an hour is approved on the freeway. Wow, you're going from here to there so quickly. And just imagine, here you're going to go, say, from Campo to San Diego. That's some 65 miles. And you're going to go there in just an hour. You're going to get in your car and you're going to... Now, years ago, let's say when the wagon train was here, when the wagons were here with the horses and buggies, it took a long time to go that 65 miles. And you had to really want to go there. You had to really want to go into that town and be away from the mountains that you lived in. And the roads that you were driving on weren't all that exciting. They were not that smooth, and they were kind of rutty. And you just sort of bubbled along, and you took it as a matter that that is the latest way of travel. It's not a matter that you would like something better, you'd like a better saddle, or you'd like a better buggy, or you'd like whatever you had. You were happy with it. You were content because you remembered what you had had in your past. Now, we remember what we have had in our past today, and we are very praiseworthy of the idea that today is wonderful. The present is fantastic, and we live with great joy in the present. We have more fun in the present because we have more things that can excite us, but more. We can also live in the present by living in the realization that I create my world by my thought. I create my life by my thought. Whatever thought I'm thinking about, if I'm thinking it's a happy way to travel to town in a wagon and in a buggy or on a horse, then so be it. If I leave town and I go out into the country and I go to a ranch and I ride on their horses and I sit on their horses all day long to go out into the countryside, I pay for that and I think that's wonderful and that's a joy. And I go home and I say, oh boy, I was riding on horseback all day and I was having such a good time. Well, years ago, you'd ride on horseback and it'd be an everyday adventure. But now, it's a special adventure. And we can live it now, but we can also not ride on horses. We can also get in our car and sit on that comfortable seat and let the 400 horses, the 300 horses, or how big our engine is, drive us and take us where we want to go. Oh, the magic of living in the now, the magic of living in the present, the magic of being who we are and enjoying it with all of our heart. We'll never come to enough praise for today. But as an absolute philosopher, we can say to ourselves, it is true. And that which comes tomorrow is going to be even more remarkable. But we live in the now. For if we live in tomorrow, in our dream world, when we're inventors or entrepreneurs, if we live in the past, then we are living as historians. But if we live in the now, that's the only time we really have. And this now is so glorious, so wonderful, so filled with magic and dreams and exciting adventures that we could never come to the realization of how wonderful it is until we look at it and say, what is more fun, the past or the present? Well, when the past was the present, it was fun. And now that the present is the present, it is fun. And I live in the present every moment of my life because that's where I am. And that's where I always was and always will be, always in the present. And the present for me is a very wonderful place to be. Join me and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.